Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah! It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. That's my main man, Rob Parker. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And visit Twitter to follow us on that media outlet. I am at Chris_Broussard. And Rob is at Rob Parker FS1. Let's start off sticking in New York, where the New York football Giants lost again. Tough game, 33-31 at Carolina. But the big story, Rob, is everybody's talking about Odell Beckham Jr.'s comments that he made to Josina Anderson, our former colleague over at ESPN, in a sit-down interview that he and Lil Wayne did. Let's hear a little bit of that.
I don't know. Like I said, I feel like, is it a matter of time issue? Can he still throw it? Yeah, it's been pretty safe. It's been, you know, cool catching a shallow and trying to take it to the house. But I wanna go over the top of somebody. I haven't been in the place where I feel like I can really go out and do everything that I'm capable of doing. I don't get 20 targets like some other receivers. It's just everything. And not to say that it's not gonna work, but at the moment, I feel like I work entirely way too hard.
Yeah, Rob, the first comment he was talking about was Eli Manning. The first part of that comment that everybody heard, he was asked, is Eli the problem? Is your quarterback the problem? And he said, I don't know. He said, obviously he's not going to scramble. You know he's not going to run, you know.
But so, I don't know is almost an indictment. You know what I mean?
When you watch it, it sounds like, yeah, it sounds no, like because, he was an indictment. There's no question.
Because you would say no. If it's right, not if it's right. not him, it's not. When you say, I don't know.
Yeah, you at least considering it.
Right.
You're questioning him. But look, here's the thing. This is what Ben McAdoo got fired because he saw this. He saw that Eli Manning was done, benched him. The New York fans, sentimental because Eli's delivered two Super Bowl
no
championships.
No doubt about
and
it.
As you have
Chris.
Said, will be a Hall of Famer because of those two. And he was magnificently clutch
yes.
in both. So give him his props.
Give him credit.
But he's 37.
Remember that. Right, right.
And time moves. Everybody's not going to play till they're 41 like Tom Brady. Most quarterbacks are breaking down at Eli's age or a year or two after. And he, you know, he's still okay. But you and I have both said, and this is not revisionist history. This is not, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. We both were saying before the draft, do not take Saquon Barkley. Nothing against him, but take a quarterback. This is a quarterback-rich draft. Get one of these young guys, and you should be set or could be set for your future. But that's what Odell's saying. A couple other things. The second part of that interview, he was basically saying that, you know, the Giants are not putting him in position. That he said he used the term being out schemed. And he said they're not putting him in position to be the best that he can be. So he really, you know, initially people jumped on his quotes about the team not playing with energy and not, you know, playing with heart. But I thought the most telling quotes from him were one, I don't know if Eli's the problem. He very well might be. And two, they're not putting me in position to be effective as I can be. And three, Josina asked him, are you happy in New York? And he said, that's a tough question.
Is it really
tough? You know I like the sunshine in L.A. That's what he said. And Rob, let me just throw this out there. After their game, a loss, remember, Odell seemed like he was in a good mood. Cheery mood, and he said if it took me saying all that to get us to play with some energy and to play the way we did today, then I'll do that every day of the week. I'm fine with it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And so where do you stand? Was Odell out of bounds, or is this a good thing the way he went at the team and the organization?
I'm okay with it, only from this standpoint. I get the frustration. I do, because right. This is not what the Giants signed up for, not what I'm sure he thought it was all going to be. Don't forget, people made all kinds of excuses last year, Chris. Oh, the injuries. Oh, yep. Eli lost his OBJ and other receivers, and the offensive line wasn't good, and they had bad coaching. Every excuse in the world why the Giants suffered through a 3-13 year and was able to get the second overall pick in the draft. So this is unexpected. People really thought the Giants had fixed this problem, were going to be good, and granted, it doesn't matter. I know they were close. It took a 85-yard field goal to beat them. You know what I mean? The guy kicked a 63-yarder with time expiring and just made it inside the upright. I get it. So they could have won that game. But if you just take a look at how this team feels and you see all the numbers, they haven't scored – well, that was the first time they scored over 30 points right in 3 years.
Since 2015.
In this man's NFL, Chris, where everybody's putting up – numbers and points and all kinds of other stuff. So that tells you one thing. Number two, Eli doesn't have it. Eli just doesn't.
Well, he was better.
No,
better.
He was in this game. Yeah. But I'm talking about the overall numbers, though. He doesn't throw the ball long. And let's just be honest. I mean, right now, Odell Beckham Jr. could be the quarterback. You see the touchdown he threw?
That was a nice throw. That was a really nice. I mean, heck, that was one of their longest passes of the year.
Right.
Maybe Rob G, see if we can get this, but that ball traveled. How far did it travel in the air? Maybe 40-something yards? 30-something yards? I wonder if they've had a completion in the air that's gone longer than that ball did.
And I get it. A lot of people are like, keep it to yourself. Don't rip the team in public. We ask guys to be honest and candid. And then when they are, we got an issue. You can't have it both ways.
When they give us the politically correct answers and don't say anything, we rip them too.
We rip them and say, he's useless. He doesn't say anything. Dude, right, you can't have it both ways.
This was great. Josina, I mean, she did a great job pulling it out of him. I don't know if Lil Wayne was there to pull it out of him too, or you know what I mean, like to make him more comfortable. But whatever the case, she got good quotes out of him. I'll say this, Rob. I'm not going to kill Odell.
And Chris, that ball was 24 yards in the air.
It was only 24?
Yeah.
Okay. I bet you was in their top five completions, though, as far as time, you know, but length in the air.
But longer than anything Eli's thrown in about a year. So you were right. I mean, when you talked about
Beckham's was what, 33? The touchdown they connected on yesterday was about 33 yards or something like that. But up to that point, Eli had hardly connected on passes that far in the air. But beyond that, here's what I say about Odell in his comments. I think it's fine to do what he did if you have been beating this drum to the coaches, the coaching staff, Eli, all season. If week after week you've been like, look, I can beat my man. Let's go long. Let's throw it deep. Get me in some different schemes. They know what we're doing. Let's change it up. What, you know, if you're saying all of that and they're not listening, it's falling on deaf ears, then eventually your only recourse is to go public, right? Because now you want to put pressure. Look, they're not listening to me. I said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers last week when he talked about, you know, Mike McCarthy and the scheme and the plan and all that. If they're not listening to you behind closed doors, then at some point, if nothing else is working, then the only recourse you have is to go public. And here's the thing, Rob. They did change some things up. We saw the double pass to Odell when he threw the touchdown to Saquon Barkley.
Right.
That was unique. Eli did throw deeper. In three of his first four games, he averaged 6 yards an attempt. Yesterday, he averaged 9 yards an attempt.
So
I think that's what Odell meant when he was saying, if this is what it takes to get us to play better, blah, 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 then I'm fine. I'll take it. Now, I don't know that Odell's been beating that drum. If he hasn't, if he's never, you know, if this is the first the Giants have heard that Odell doesn't think we're putting him in position to succeed and, you know, he's got questions about Eli. then I think you deal with it in house first before going public. That would be my only criticism of what Odell did.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that, yes, indeed, he's talked about it. Why would he just keep it to himself? He's not that – he's out there, you know, boisterous. Right. So I'm going to give him that he's had a conversation. Maybe it didn't seep in. Maybe the frustration got to him a little bit more. But that stuff happens, and it's not the end of the world. You can live through it. It's not like he said. It'd be totally different if he went out public and said, Eli Manning is a bum and we'll never win anything with him quarterback and they need to cut him. Okay, now we got an issue. Do you know what I'm saying? Now there's an issue. So
yeah, and here's the thing too, Rod. What we also don't know, it's possible because Odell is it seems like he's very popular on that team. He is viewed as a leader, whether we like to view him as a leader or not. He clearly has some clout with that team and his teammates. There may be teammates going to him, or they may be talking about it amongst themselves. Like, yo, can we throw the ball downfield? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, our stuff, like Dez Bryant said about the Cowboys, our stuff is basic. We need to do some different things. So maybe some of his teammates have been saying this, and he went public like, I'm going to speak for the team. So there's a lot behind the scenes that may have been taking place to lead Odell Beckham Jr. to do what he did.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You're tuned in to The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, and we're brought to you by Discover Card because Discover treats you like you would treat you. And Rob, we ended off that last segment talking about the Conor McGregor Khabib fight. I thought it was an excellent fight. I thought Khabib looked tremendous, just flat out dominated McGregor. And unbelievably, in my opinion, McGregor won the third round on all three judges' scorecards. That's when Khabib decided to stand up and strike with him. And I actually thought Khabib did a good job. McGregor hit him a few times early, but Khabib knocked McGregor down and with a punch. And I thought he won all three rounds until he submitted McGregor, made him tap out in the fourth round. He won on their feet, and then, of course, he dominated him on the ground and won the second round 10-8 because he got McGregor on the ground and was just pounding him for a good 30, 40 seconds or whatever before the bell saved McGregor. But
the ballyhoo was more about afterwards.
Right. And afterwards, Khabib jumped over the fence, went after McGregor's jiu-jitsu trainer, and then McGregor actually started climbing the fence to get out of the octagon when he saw that. And one of Khabib's guys was there on the fence, and McGregor punched him. And then somebody else from Khabib's team jumped in and hit McGregor, sucker punched him from the back. I mean, it was a melee. It was out of control. And Khabib was wrong for going off or jumping over the fence. I will say this. He was upset, and he said it, because we all saw the footage of Conor McGregor throwing the dolly at the bus that Khabib was on and injured several people. McGregor talked about Khabib's family, his father. He talked about his country, Russia. He talked about his religion,
right.
Muslim. He criticized him. Islam's his religion. He criticized all of that. And Khabib, this was personal for him. Throughout the fight, he was talking trash to McGregor as he beat him up. After he submitted him, he kept talking trash to him. And then, you know, he went after one of McGregor's guys. So I'm not excusing it. It was wrong, and it can't happen. You can't let that stuff happen. But McGregor is not innocent. Let's not make him the innocent, you know, party in this whole thing. But here's the real question. And hit us up at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think it was bad for UFC? Because I got to be honest, Rob. I don't. As ugly as it was, as much as nobody wants to see that, I don't think it was bad, because if they have a rematch and McGregor is saying he wants an immediate rematch, and he'll get pummeled again, in my opinion, but he wants an immediate rematch, this will be by far the biggest grossing fight in UFC history.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good, but it was a bad look. When stuff gets into the crowd and other innocent people who aren't a part of it are involved, Chris, it's a bad look. The UFC's lucky nobody got seriously hurt.
Very much.
Okay, you know what I mean. So, yep. So I get you, and I understand about the fighting stuff. As long as you keep it in the ring, once you get into the crowd with the other people and the other stuff going on, you could have an issue. And that's where it comes in. I mean, if you didn't see the fight and you just saw the melee, you go, what the heck is this? Oh, my God, this is awful. You know, the guy's in the crowd and there's a fight breaking out. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's the part that the UFC has to be careful. You don't really want all that. All the other stuff leading up, I get it. The pre-fight stuff, you know, and all that. People kind of expect that. And because we should say that the Dodgers did beat the Braves 6-2, and they do move on to the NLCS for the fourth time in six years.
So there's only one series remaining.
Right.
Yankees, Red Sox.
Yep.
And the Red Sox just went up 1-0.
Yes, the Red Sox are up 1-0. But
in the second inning?
Yep. So we wanted to at least get that to let you know that. But I think that's the part that you have to watch out if you're the UFC. Because I hear what you're saying, yes. For them, it does work, and it seems like it's going to and the Saints just went up 6-0. So much is just happening.
Right.
So you're trying to keep you updated.
Yeah, it's gonna work. I get where you're saying. Nobody wants to see that, because what you don't want are innocent bystanders being hurt. And you're talking about world-class fighters. You could hit somebody you don't even plan on hitting, you know what I mean, and really injure somebody. So I get what you're saying. But Dana White has to decide, and he's saying all the right things, but I wonder inside what he's really thinking. Like, does he see dollar signs? Because, you know, it was just as ugly and even more damaging in terms of humans being injured was when Conor McGregor threw that dolly at Khabib's bus and did injure a couple of UFC fighters.
Absolutely. And how dangerous to throw that into a glass bus.
Oh, my gosh.
That kind of stuff, he's lucky they allowed him to plead down and leave.
Yep.
But New York authorities could have easily detained him.
Oh, he could have been in jail.
Could have been in jail for that, because he put a lot of people at risk. Chris, let's go to the phones.
And here's the thing. Dana White used that video to market the fight.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's why I'm saying, like, this is not going to – I mean, as bad as it was, the UFC is going to make money off of this situation. If Khabib wants to fight, there's rumblings that he might want to retire. What else has he got to prove? He beat the heck out of McGregor, and I think would do it again. But if I were him, I'd come back for the money, but we'll see. But I know we got some calls.
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, Max in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Max?
How you guys doing? It's a pleasure to get on again. I'm a big UFC guy. I love Conor McGregor. But, Chris, I have to disagree with you, my man. Even though this gets pay-per-view buys, it gets people talking about it, I do not think this is a good look for the UFC, because this is not okay. You have media people in the stands. You have fans in the stands, and people can get hurt. I love the trash talk. I love people getting involved with the hype, with the fight, but I don't want people to get involved or they get hurt.
No, I agree. I mean, it was ugly, and hopefully we never see anything like that again. But I'm just saying, going for, like, do you think that, I'm not saying the UFC would want stuff like this to continue happening. I think what should happen is that Khabib should get a hefty fine. Hefty, you know, but I don't think it should be anything. I don't want him suspended or anything like that. I hope that doesn't happen. But do you think, I mean, if they have a rematch, don't you think it will be the most anticipated fight in UFC history?
No, I do. I mean, I get all that, and there's no doubt about it that people will get fired up about it because of the crazy ending. I'm just saying, you got to be careful not to promote that and be okay with it.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? So that the next time they think, oh, that's cool. It was cool when we went into the stands and started fighting. That's never good. So
you know what else?
Because then you get other people fighting.
You know what else makes you wonder about? UFC is a sport where you have a lot of people from a lot of countries, and boxing too. But we've seen in some of the European countries, I mean, whether it's soccer or whatever, you see a lot of violence in those, you know, in the crowds.
Chris, you've seen it with the barbed wire on the soccer in the crowd to keep the two sides apart. There's barbed wire.
And that's what I wonder if, see, in America, we're not, you know, we keep that stuff from happening for the most part. But you've got a lot of people who aren't from America at these fights. And, you know, obviously, Khabib's from Russia. And I don't know if they just got a different mentality. And they're like, look, this is how it goes at sporting events here every once in a while. But whatever the case, I'm with you. They got to stop that.
Hey, let's squeeze in one more real quick before we get to Deb. Ron in Kentucky, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ron?
Not much, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great.
What's happening?
Hey, listen. Do you guys not think for a minute that this UFC is turning into a WWE all over again? Dana White has a brilliant mind. And any way that they're going to try to make money and make big fights, they're going to do it. And I guarantee you, without a doubt in my mind, all this was set up. The public cannot see it whatsoever.
No, I don't think it was set up. Yeah, I agree with you. I tweeted, Ron, was it Ron?
Yeah.
I tweeted the Saturday night that the UFC is real life WWE. That's what it is. I mean, WWE was great when we were kids and I was in eighth grade and I'm into it and I think it's real and everybody's trash talking and melees happen and all this stuff. The UFC is WWE for real.
Hey, Chris, we got an update from Rob G, our producer. Rob, what do you got on the UFC?
According to Robert Little, Black Sports Online, he's one of the most plugged in guys, you know, when it comes to these kind of things, UFC, WWE, boxing kind of stuff. There's been an initial medical suspension for both guys, 10 days, you know, just recovery. And they're expecting longer suspensions forthcoming, but nothing longer than 6 months, which is code for let's not delay the rematch.
and
cash these checks.
Yes.
Right. No, that's absolutely right. And again, I think the caller was right on the money. This is, you know, when I got to an age where I knew WWE and, you know, Georgia Championship Wrestling and with Gordon Soley and all that. When I got to an age where I knew it was fake, there was a part of me like, man, I wish this was real. That's what we have. Now, you only got one trash talker right now, and that's McGregor. But if you start getting more guys talking trash, that's what the UFC is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. And Rob, in this McGregor-Khabib hubbub, something else that people are missing. Remember, the UFC before the fight, a couple weeks before the fight, they announced six fights or eight fights, Rob G? Okay, a six-fight deal with McGregor. McGregor has lost three of his last four fights, if you include Floyd Mayweather.
And it hasn't been pretty.
And if you don't include it, he's lost two of his last three in UFC. And a lot of people thought he lost the rematch with Nate Diaz. And so what this is, UFC is really, they're beholden to Conor McGregor. And if he gets beat down again by Khabib, like, you know, he's not at the point where he's not relevant anymore because he just lost. You know, he hadn't lost too much, I guess. Nate Diaz was bigger. You can justify that way. Floyd Mayweather, of course, was a boxer. You can justify that. But if he loses again to Khabib, then you wonder how big of a draw he's going to be, and will people just start looking at his talk as just empty noise? Alex, our DJ Alex Teichert, who brings you the funky sounds coming in and out of every break, you had an interesting take on this.
Yeah, my perspective on this, too, it kind of seems like it might come to fruition just like the Ronda Rousey effect, where she was the hottest thing around, everybody was clamming to her, but she never really fought anybody that was up to her standard. She was always fighting down to her competition, and she finally fought somebody that was above her, and she got rocked. She got unsteadied, she got knocked off her feet, and she ultimately lost the fight and also her fighting career out of it. So in my perspective with Conor, he's coming so much out of the gate just being flamboyant, yelling, talking all this up, and Khabib sat there quiet. I knew from the get-go that this wasn't a good fight for him going into it, and he got demolished within the fight, regardless of what the cards are. And I could tell for the UFC in general itself, he's going to blow over quickly, and he should have never came back and fought, because after you transcend fighting as he did, coming back to the situation, putting yourself through these rounds again and going into these situations not only hurts you as a platform, but it hurts the sport in general, because look how the after brawl was. Do you think that would have happened with any other fight? Of course not. But he's so attacking people's aggression of their personality, their religion. Right. It's just a bad look.
You think he's not hungry anymore?
No.
Even though he wants to be.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, is he's lost his hunger. And once you lose that,
anybody who's the tiger.
Yeah. Khabib is hungry. He's fighting for something. He wants the glory. He's chasing something that's bigger than what McGregor is. McGregor has hit the pinnacle of his career. He's done absolutely everything he's chasing for. So what's the point of coming back and fighting for what? You're not fighting for anything other than just for extra money. You have all these careers, these outlet of revenue. So what's the point
he's
of coming
gonna
back?
He made $100 million off the Mayweather fight, which I thought he could have retired after that.
Yeah, he could.
He's going to make about $50 million off this fight with the sponsorship. His whiskey is a company is a sponsor. He was involved in the promotions. So, yeah, he doesn't have to fight anymore. The one thing I disagree with you on is I don't compare McGregor to Ronda Rousey, because I think Ronda Rousey, for the most part, became so big and great because she was beating fighters who weren't that good. Like, I think at that stage of women's MMA, you know, you weren't getting a lot of the great women that were fighting. I think McGregor was a legit fighter. Like, I think he's a really good fighter. This was just a bad matchup for him. You know, he beat Jose Aldo, who had been undefeated for like 10 years or something like that. So he was a legit fighter, but Khabib's just better. It's a terrible matchup for McGregor. You know, they say styles make fights, and that's true in UFC as in boxing. But you give us a call. Let us know what you think. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369.
But the other part, too, Chris, is I think some people enjoy, as 2-0 Red Sox, J.D. Martinez with a sack fly to left field.
And by the way, the Wizards are beating the Knicks 50-44 in a preseason game.
Oh, please. Just I know you're not giving me preseason scores. Please. You should be shocked to even have that on. You
mean I was just flicking. I'm trying to get to the game. I was going from baseball to football.
TBS. I see. You were flipping by. But the other part is some people might enjoy Conor McGregor getting beat up. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's another element of that.
Right.
Maybe people, because he's so out there, he's so nasty and, yeah, grotesque, like Mayweather, where people start watching because they hope that Mayweather gets knocked out or they want to see him get beat up or see him lose. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it could work that way too.
Saturday I was enjoying, and there's a part of me that does like McGregor. There's a part of me, but I really was pulling for Khabib to just beat him down, and he did, and I was enjoying it. But I think that only lasts so long. Like, there has to be a feeling of, well, we think this guy is really great. We want to see him lose. But if he keeps losing over and over again.
Oh, no, right. It can't be over and over. But I'm just saying, I think a lot of people enjoyed that. And would probably love to see another beatdown. But, right, he can't get beat down 6 fights in a row or anything like that.
Right. Well, that's where there's going to be a rematch. And they're going to both make a ton of money if Khabib decides to do it. But, yeah, it was an interesting night for UFC. But it's events like this that, you know, people are saying it's going to surpass boxing. Events like this really make you wonder, you know, if people get turned off by what happens in the crowd. And then, you know, they don't have great fighters don't last as long in UFC as they do in boxing. You know, McGregor was a great champion, but he's pretty much done in that regard, because with the different disciplines in the fighting, it's hard to stay undefeated and have a long reign.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir, it is Sources Say. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We do this every Monday at this time where we put 78 years of journalism experience to the test between
78.
Rob Barker and
Slow
Chris
down,
Broussard.
Bro.
Now,
relax. Recently, I only got like 22. So
what you trying to say?
Rob came out the womb with a pen and paper asking questions.
Do we have 78? Because I started in 90.
I got 32 years, so I got 32
you
years.
Got 30, you only got 32, so I got I got 28.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
So we're closing in on 78. We're closing in. Now, recently this game has been called the Chris Broussard Invitational because he's been taking Rob to the woodshed on it.
Well, because he knows all these things that don't matter when it comes to sports or something different. Oh, I'm sorry.
But just like Khabib, Rob's going to shock the world right now with a dominating performance.
See.
I have a feeling
we'll
about
see.
It. Story number we'll one, see. Gentlemen. My sources say that UConn head football coach Randy Edsall gets a $2,000 per game bonus if his team even has the lead at halftime. Rob, my source is good.
That sounds ridiculous. If a $2,000 bonus if he has the lead at halftime, I gotta say no. That can't be right.
Yeah, there's a part of me that wants to say true just because it does sound so ridiculous, but I'm gonna say false.
Bro, what?
He gets bonuses if he has the most sacks on their team. The most tackles for loss. If he scores first, they have the greatest bonus package in history.
The coach.
So this is just, they must pay him $1.49 an hour.
Really? And then, really?
I mean, come on.
Everything's commission?
That sounds ridiculous.
Wow.
Story number two. My sources say that the 5-year-old son of former NFL running back Jamaal Charles got in some trouble over the weekend when he accidentally shredded over $1,000 in cash that Charles had in his office. Chris, my source is good.
I feel like I would have heard about that, but I'm going to say true.
That sounds true. Kids get into everything. And, you know, he was just living by the mantra, it's always better with the shredded cheddar. Is that it? No?
Wah, wah,
I say it's true.
You sit on a throne.
Oh, my God.
It was somebody else, I bet.
That
right?
happened to a Utah Utes season ticket holder.
All right, we knew it happened. It had to happen with some kid, right?
Yep. Yes, it did.
Okay.
Sources say Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. My sources say that former Alabama coach Mike Dubose accidentally shot himself in the abdomen while he was riding a lawnmower on his property the other day. Rob, my source is good.
Another ridiculous story. I'm going to say true.
Why would you have your gun with you? Did you say he was a lawnmower?
On the lawnmower.
So wait a minute. Was he cutting? He was cutting. He was cutting his grass in the Bronx. Where was he?
I was about to say he must live in a rough neighborhood.
I know.
My goodness.
There we go. Now I'm on track.
I might have to do some stand up, Rob.
Hey, come on.
I'm gonna say true.
True.
All right. It's
tied. He said he had his guns for the snakes in the area that he shoots them when they get in the way.
Oh wow. Mm.
All right. Mm. My sources say that the Anaheim Ducks veteran players have banned everybody on the team from playing the game Fortnite on road trips because they think it's a distraction. Chris Broussard, my source is good.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
We might have a little upset in the make. Come on, hurry up.
All right, sources say.
Wait a minute, we're running out of time. What'd you say, Alex? 13 seconds?
Fox Sports
this
Radio.
This is like losing to the Bills, man.
Oh,
come on.
Wow.
He's going to shock the world. Sources say University of Central Florida basketball player Rocas Ulvidas was arrested over the weekend after he threatened to kill his roommate because he didn't say hi to him at a tailgate. Rob, my source is good.
Oh, sounds crazy. I'm going to say true.
It does sound so crazy that you would think it's true, but I'm going to say false to get back in this game.
True.
Yeah. figured it was so ludicrous that you couldn't make that up.
All right, so Rob's going to get the win. Well, this next one is just for fun and bragging rights. My sources say Las Vegas PD reportedly made 63 arrests for fighting and disorderly conduct in the 4 hours immediately following the McGregor-Khabib match. Chris, are my sources good?
I think that's false. I don't think it was that many.
What did Chris say?
False.
I'm just going with Chris because it doesn't matter.
You sit on a throne of lies. Yeah.
What was it? 20-something?
They didn't even announce it.
Oh, they didn't even, yeah. You're slick. You're getting slicker by the week.
You don't even know. I'm all in. Yes.
It's the first time in like 5 months that you've won.
Stop. It hasn't been that long.
At least four months.
It's been four months for something else, but it hasn't been that.
Well, enjoy, my man. There you go. You got the drum roll. The iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked. Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.